Yeah, it ends just like that. That's the Trio of Bloom with three tracks from their self-named album. They have not played together as a trio before, and sort of neat stuff. And one of many neat albums to come out of the last year. And we now have we've moved into the second hour of our program today. It's 11:05 Central Time here in Winnipeg on the last day of the year. And I know that I've talked to a couple of people who say, boy, this year can't end fast enough. Goodbye, 25. And the only mitigating thing is that it does allow us to look at a new year with maybe some fresh eyes, but I don't know. There's a lot of leftover stuff from this year that is probably not going to go away anytime soon in 26. That's the sad reality. But there's always good people and good music. If you listen regularly to this show, you know that I have almost every week I have an historical segment. We will go back in time. Sometimes, well, my rule of thumb is sort of 25-ish years minimally, and then I can go back any time after that. It's gone back 100, but that today I'm going back to the 50s. And in the 1950s especially, two of the great tenor saxophonists that were really active during that period were Al Conn and Zoot Sims, playing in various groups as well as fronting their own organizations, but very, very well known. A lot of the write-up on the album, the album that they did together, was basically the Al Conn Quintet, which had quartet, I guess, with Zoot Sims added on tenor as well. Both Conn and Sims on tenor, Mose Allison on piano, Teddy Kostick on bass, and Nick Stabulis on drums. The 50s, the write-up on one of the write-ups that I read, that period of time in the 50s was extremely intense, very active in the jazz world. There was all sorts of stuff going on. And initially, well, this album was not panned in any way at all. It sort of got a little bit overlooked initially. And then sometime later, people listened to it again and said, wait a minute, this is a little gem. This is a truly interesting, neat album. Now, it may sound a little dated to your ears because it is from the 50s after all, but these guys knew how to play the horns. There's no question about it. I think that Sims plays clarinet on one of the tracks I'm going to play, but mainly they're both two tenors, just cooking together with the rest of the quintet. The album is simply called Al and Zoot, and it's got some great music on it. It's and in my case, I have to admit, it's an old favorite of mine, and haven't played it for a long time here on air, and I've played maybe bits and pieces, but I'm going to do a fair chunk of it today. The titles include It's a Wonderful World, Brandy and Beer, Two Funky People, Chasing the Blues, Halley's Comet, The Wailing Boat, Just You, Just Me. There's all seven tracks there. Some of them are quite brief. So here, for the next little while, from 1957, Al Conn and Zoot Sims, Having a Good Time. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, there you go, from the 1950s. Two tenor saxophonists who really know their stuff playing together, Al Kahn and Zoot Sims there, from the album called Al and Zoot, that, as I say, was probably underappreciated when it first came out. But in latter years, and I think they've remastered it and reissued it and whatever, and it has been discovered to be just a little gem out of that period of time. Quite representative of the jazz of that era, swinging post-bop stuff that had some great, great moments there. And it has brought us to 11:47 Central Time, and that's close enough to noon for me to, you know, let you know what you're actually listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with the CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 megahertz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, Room 4CM11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Robin Erickson speaking for the board, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
Yes, indeed. And now if you're at a New Year's Eve party tonight and someone says, what's ERP? Well, you can tell them. And this program in the CKUW network is called Voyage, Jazz Between 10 and 1 here on Wednesdays. My name's Keith Black. And moving on from my historical segment today, coming back to a current album from Canada, with guitarist David Occupinti, who has been around the jazz scene in Canada for quite some time and has a new album, which is sort of challenging for him in that it's not just a conventional sort of small group jazz. It involves, along with Occupinti on guitar, it has Aileen Homsey on violin, Michael Davidson on vibes and marimba, Dan Fortin on bass, Max Christie on clarinet and bass clarinet, along with a bassoon player and a piccolo player on a couple of tracks as well. And the writing reflects that. The album is called Camera Lucida, and it involves brand new compositions from Occupinti with this group that had really sort of is one of those sort of genre bending or elaborating albums, if you will. And just a really neat stuff here. So from Camera Lucida, here's David Occupinti and the band with three tracks, Canticum Abaci, Promised Kiss, and Playtime. Here's David Occupinti.